Miss Trixie smiled. That annoying woman was really getting excited. Gloria always had been her friend. Now the annoying woman would go to the poorhouse. Perhaps. But right now she was coming toward her, those aquamarine fingernails poised like talons. Miss Trixie started to scream.
Let her alone, Mr. Levy said to his wife. Well, well, won't Susan and Sandra like to hear about this? Their mother tortures an old lady so much that the girls are in danger of losing all of their cardigans and culottes.
So, blame me,
Mrs. Levy said wildly.
I stuck the paper in the typewriter. I helped her peck it out.
Didn't you write that letter to get even with Levy Pants because you weren't retired?
Yes, yes,
Miss Trixie said vaguely.
To think I trusted you,
Mrs. Levy spat at Miss Trixie.
Give me back those teeth.
Her husband blocked her grab for Miss Trixie's mouth.
Quiet,
Miss Trixie snarled, all of her white fangs gleaming.
I can't even have a little peace in my own apartment.
If it wasn't for your stupid, harebrained project, this woman would have been retired long ago,
Mr. Levy said to his wife.
After all those years of predicting things, you turn out to be the one who almost threw Levy Pants down the drain.
I see. You don't blame her. You blame a woman of standards and ideals. If a thief broke into Levy Pants, I'd be to blame. You need help, Gus. Badly.
Yes, I do. And from Lenny's doctor, of all people.
Wonderful, Gus.
Quiet.
But you're the one who's going to call Lenny's doctor,
Mr. Levy said to his wife.
I want you to get him to declare Miss Trixie senile and incompetent, and to explain the motivation for writing the letter.
This is your problem,
Mrs. Levy answered angrily.
You call him.
Susan and Sandra won't like to hear about their mother's little mistake.
And blackmail, too.
I've learned a few things from you. After all, we've been married for some time.
Mr. Levy watched anger and anxiety play upon his wife's face. For once, she had nothing to say.
The girls won't want to know that their dear mother was such a fool. Now plan to get Trixie over to Lenny's doctor. With her admission and any doctor's testimony, Abelman doesn't have an outside chance on this case. All you'd have to do is drag her into a courtroom and let a judge look at her.
I'm a very attractive woman,
Miss Trixie said automatically.
Of course you are,
Mr. Levy said, bending down next to her.
We're going to retire you, Miss Trixie, with a raise. You've had a lousy deal.
Retirement?
Miss Trixie wheezed.
I must say this is unexpected. Thank goodness.
You'll sign a statement that you wrote that letter, won't you?
Of course I will,
Miss Trixie cried. What a friend Gloria was. Gloria knew how to help her out. Gloria was smart. Thank goodness Gloria had remembered this magic letter.
I'll say anything you want me to.